Kiddushin, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. Here we have the Mishnah of Asar Yuchsin Olam Mibovel, and let's be Magdim. The whole sugya of Yichus that we're going to have over here with defining and dividing and categorizing who's Mutter Behu was an Avodah that was undertaken on a grand scale by Ezra HaSofer, the god Lador, who was the one who led the remnants of Klal Yisrael that was in Bovel, Teretz Yisrael, to build the second Beis HaMikdash. When one learns Sifrei Ezra v'Nehemiah and other Svarim, there was a remnant that had stayed in Eretz Yisrael. There was also those that returned to Eretz Yisrael. At that point, there was a certain amount of Chesaron in Taharas HaYichus in Eretz Yisrael. Ezra HaSofer, in order to be Mechazik, the Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael, what he did was, when he went to Eretz Yisrael, he realized that from that point in on, it's a tremendous chiddush by most people, that the Yishuv, which was Roiv Rubei of Klal Yisrael at that point, that lived in Bovel, would be the backbone of Klal Yisrael. He knew that when they're going to Eretz Yisrael to build the second Beis HaMikdash, first of all, that Beis HaMikdash would not be permanent. They knew this, B'nevuah. They also knew that the Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael would be beset by troubles, by tzoras, by different galuyos. And therefore they realized that the upper crust of the Yichus of Klal Yisrael, those that their Yichus was unimpeached, door after door, would have to be in Bovel. And he took with him, Ezra HaSofer took with him, those that were not miyuchis, in order to protect the purity of the lineage of those that were in Bovel. We find later on the Gemara, hundreds and hundreds of years later, that Amiroim that came from Bovel, I think the Gemara says Ziri, didn't want to marry Rabbi Yechon's daughter because it was considered that those that were from Bovel, the Yichus was on a higher level of those that are in Eretz Yisrael. Nobody's impugning Rabbi Yechon's Yichus, but Lamaise Rabbi Yechon says to Ziri, my Torah, you could come to Eretz Yisrael to learn, but not my daughter. Another point is that Ezra HaSofer was Hella, the built him Yuchos in Teretz Yisrael, because he knew that the Lishkas HaGozes, the Sanhedrin HaGodl, would be Oymen Al Taras HaYichos, and therefore there would be more control over who was led into Klal Yisrael and who not, who was led into Shevet HaKahuna, Frat the Beis HaMikdash. The Kehanim had their own system of clarifying Taras HaYichos. So the Mishnah gives this Hakdama, Asor Yuchsin Olu Mibovel, we're talking about the Aliyah that Ezra HaSofer went. Kahane Levi Yisraeli. First, we're going to list off the 10, and then the Mishnah is going to explain. So this is the basics. Kahanim Levi Yisrael. Everybody knows we have three matzis. We have three chalok makla Yisrael. Chaloli. A cholol is somebody who's nischalol from Kedushas Kohuna. We'll have to see the parameters of that. Geri. You see how this Loshon of the Mishnah is in Aramis, because it was said originally as a braisa by the Oilei Bovel. So even though normally the Lashon HaMishnah is in Lashon HaKodesh, over here we use the words, we don't say Chalolim, Chalolei, we don't say Gerim, we say Geri. Chirurei is also a word in Aramaic, which means the same thing as a Shtar Shikru. Mishukhrorim in Aramis is Charurei. So we're talking about Avodim that were freed, they're like Gerim. Mamzerei, Mamzerim, Nisinei, or Nisinim, we discussed before. Nisinim are those that are born, that are in of the Givoinim, they were Nessa, Lovid, Lakol, Vasufe, Shtuki Vasufe, that we're going to have to see exactly what that means. Shtuki Vasufe, Shtuki is Miloshin Shtiko, that we don't know his lineage. Asufe is that he's Loshin Nesaf, that he was gathered in, also of questionable lineage. Kahana Levi Yisrael Mutam Lovid Zebazah. That's Pasha. There's no din that a Koyin is not allowed to marry a Bas Yisrael. There's no din that a Yisrael is not allowed to marry a Bas Koyin. Levi, Yisraeli, Chaloli, Geri, V'charur, Mitom, Lavezebazah. These are Ksherim. Chalolim lost their Kedushas Kohuna. Their Posel Lover Lakuna, because anybody who they come in contact with, that means children of an Isha Chalolo or a Cholol, will become Chalolim Lakuna. The Kedushas Kohuna is Nischal. Gerim, Mishukhrorim, which are also like Avodim, are also Posel Lakoyin. We're talking here about a shifcha, former shifcha marrying a kohen. Now, a shifcha is assumed to be becheskas goya. I'm sorry, not becheskas goya, becheskas that she was zinsa. And Mamela, she goes into the pasuk of Parshas Emor, Isha Zoyne V'chalolo Lo Yikochu, a Giyaris and a Shivcha Mishuchreris that were Benizgayer when they're the age of 3, are Becheskas Nivolim, so therefore they're Asurim L'Koyin. If we'd be talking about a Bas Koyin is allowed to marry an Evet. So Mamela, Gerim and Mishuchrorim and Chalolim are allowed to marry with Levim and Yisrael, but not Kehanim. Geri, V'charurei, Mamzerin, Nisin, Ishtikim, Vasufim, all of these, Mamzerin, Nisin, Ishtikim, Vasufim, are have a problem, Lagavi being Bola Kol. Gerim and Charurim are just Mufka from Kedusha's Kuhuna, but they're Gerim, Sherim. But they, because they're not called Kahal Hashem, because they're Kahal Gerim, they weren't born into Klal Yisrael, so therefore, Kula Mutarim, Lova Zebazeh. They're allowed to all marry each other. Mishnah Beis, let's give a Hagdoma. The Gemara says that the word Kahal is Ibigechazrit in the Parsha and Parsha's Kiseitze more times than necessary to make the point of Isure Chitin. Lo Yove Mamze Bekal Hashem, but the Pasuk repeats itself Kama times. Because of that, the Gemara learns out a limitation of who he's not allowed to marry. One of the Nuschois of the Gemara is Kahal Vadai Veloy Kahal Sofik. Anybody who's a Sofik Mamzer, a Mamzer is allowed to marry. A Yisrael is allowed to marry a Sofik Mamzer. He's a Sofik Kahal. So Yisrael is allowed to marry a Sofik Mamzer. A Mamzer is allowed to marry a Sofik Yisrael. Now, these dinim are deraisa. Chazal put into place dinim that are derabona. One side point to make, which is a bavusta discussion, is that the Rishonim bring a raya in this sugya that from the fact that the Torah needs a posuk to be matir, marrying a sofik, without that posuk, a sofik would be osur. Now, many of the Rishonim hold that that's true by any sofik. If a person has a piece of meat on the table and he has no idea if it's kosher or treif, he's not allowed to eat it. Sofik deraisa l'chumra. The Rambam famously holds that Sofik Deraisa L'Chumra is a Din Derabonon, but on a Deraisa level, one is allowed to eat from a Sofik Isser. If that's the case, then Mamzer Vadai V'loy Mamzer Sofik, there would be no need to say that. Because the Torah should be Matir anyways, because it's a Sofik. It's only Min Derabonon that's fake to us. This is the Ran and Rashba's famous Kasha on the Rambam. Shmaitza Aleph has an Arichus on how to be Miyash of that Kasha, this 4 or 5 different mahalchim of Gedalia Achren. Now let's learn the Mishnah. Ve'eluhem shtuki. Shtuki, like we says, miloshin shtiko. Kol shuhu makeres imay ve'eni makeres aviv. He was born from a mother. Everybody knows who his mother is. Nobody knows who the father is. Obviously, she was mezana. She was a pnuya that was nevelas. The loshin is, the Gemara says, because he's going to call anybody Abba, his mother is going to be Meshasek Oisei. So it's called the Shtuki. Asufi is Kol Shenesaf Menashuk. Child that was taken in. He was put on the doorstep of an orphanage. Proverbial baby that's unwanted, wrapped in newspaper. Veni Makel Loi Ovi V'Loi Imoi. So his Darga of Yichus is less. That's in a manner of speaking. That means like this. The Shtuki has won over the Asufi because the Shtuki, he knows who his mother is. So he knows that he's a Yid. Asufi, he's Nesav Menashuk. Now, how do you know he's Jewish Bechlal? So you could be talking about a place where Roiv people are Jewish. You have to assume all the Siman and Nikarim that he's a Yid. But Lamaisa, you don't know at all what background he's from. On the other hand, it could very well be that the Asufi comes from parents that were married to each other, an honorable marriage. And Lamaisa, they gave up the child, they abandoned the child for whatever reason. Lamaisa, the Gemara says that not every child that's put on the steps, that's abandoned, is an Asufi. If a child looked like he was well taken care of, he has a bris milah, he was taken care of physically, he was wrapped in good clothing, so well, that means the mother took care of him. The assumption is that he's a Yid. Comes from a place with Yidin. There's Becheskas, most people are Ksherim. We're talking about where the child shows signs of neglect. So it could very well be that the mother got rid of him because Fakad, he's a mamzer. So that's the simonim that the Gemara puts down on. There's another Gemara in the Sugis that says that when Nasufi is in the shuk, the abandoned child, Kol's mother, he's still He's still in a place of an abandonment, so anybody could claim and say it's theirs, and we believe them because we have no status otherwise. Mashenkin, once he's been taken in, let's say he was put in an orphanage, so then he already has a shame asufi. Chazal wouldn't take off the shame psul unless there are edim that are machshim. We don't play with assumptions when it comes to yichus, a very important part of Klal Yisrael. So Mamel, it has to be avekeshtel. The Mishnah finishes off. Abishol ha'yikari l'shtuki biduki. Biduki is clearly miloshim bidiko. A shtuki, since we know who his mother is, we grill his mother. And the maisev, she says that she was nivellus to an adam kosher, that the father was somebody who was not bechshash mamzer. L'maisev, we believe her. This, by the way, is not a chiddush that's over here. This is really part of the Mishnayos in the first parak of Ksubis, where Rabbi Gamliel holds that legabe yichus we falozach on a bori. She's a bori. There's nobody challenging her, and the mother has a cheskes haguf that she's kosher. So, Mela, we assume that the child that was born, even though clearly something was wrong here because she's a pnuya and somebody was baalel, but still we assume that he's kosher. Ha'omnom, that is one very important point that is missing over here, and it would sound like Abishol is not mechalik. In the Mishnah, the end of the first parak in Ksubis, it sounds like there's a difference between her ear. Remember, we said that her ear sheroi vakum, avada will treat the child as a goy. An ear sheroi v'Yisrael, what happens if it's an ear sheruba psulim? Again, will treat the child as, there's a roi that said that he's a mamzer, he's pasul over l'kol. Abishol sounds like we'll believe the mother because of her bori, she has an amonus, despite the fact that it's keneged roif. That's what it sounds like from Abishol. And Lamaisa, that's keneged the Mishnah over there.